Well, voters in Colorado tomorrow will have a chance to add taxes to recreational marijuana sold there. If Proposition AA, just like the battery, passes, a 15% pot excise tax will be imposed. It'll be used to pay for school construction. And there'll be another 10% sales tax that would fund marijuana enforcement. Well, Ben Marcus has been covering the marijuana law in Colorado for Colorado Public Radio. Ben, nice to speak with you again.
Yeah, good to be back.
In general, voters are rarely enthusiastic about taxes. What do polls say about how voters are expected to vote on the Colorado cannabis tax?
Well, the Yes on Proposition AA campaign has released some of their polling, and they show that 66% of voters would definitely or probably cast their ballot in favor of the taxes, with just 25% opposed. And they say that a lot of the popularity probably stems from most people won't be subject to the tax.
Why do supporters say that a cannabis tax is necessary, Ben?
There needs to be enough money to regulate the industry. The problems that have existed in the medical realm here in Colorado, we have 500 medical dispensaries in the state. The problems have been mainly due to a lack of enforcement because there haven't been the resources. And so to provide a backstop, if the license revenue that comes in from these businesses is not enough to pay for inspectors and boots on the ground, you have this tax, this additional money that will help keep the state from having to go to the general fund to pull money out of other programs to regulate this industry.
I understand the state also needs funds to pay for a very expensive plan to track the cannabis. What's that plan?
Yeah, so they're going to attach RFID tags, or little radio transmitters, to every plant. And so inspectors could be able to walk into a marijuana warehouse and hit a button and know how many plants are in that room. And, you know, tracking marijuana is a tricky business because there's trimmings, there's waste, it has to be dried out in the final product. And so you really do need a pretty advanced and complex system. And this is the kind of thing, being able to track all these marijuana plants is the kind of thing that really makes the federal government happy, to know that the state has their finger on where they're at, how many there are.
Okay, that's the argument in favor. What do the opponents of a Colorado cannabis tax say?
Well, they say simply that you're just asking for too much, that, you know, a tax rate approaching 30% is excessive, that it just serves to add money to government coffers and would go to other programs. They say, they point to alcohol. They say, look at the relatively small tax that alcohol has. Marijuana would be taxed at a rate, if these pass at local and statewide levels, three times what alcohol is taxed at.
Now, as I understand it, Proposition AA, where you are in Colorado, is a statewide tax. Would it affect the way that Colorado cities implement or use tax dollars for marijuana sales?
So if the statewide tax passes, 15% of that money goes back to the localities that are allowing marijuana. Not every city or county is. There are also local ballot measures, so like Denver and Boulder, they have their own local tax measures. And really, they'd like to see both passed. If you're a politician in Denver or a regulator, you want to see the local and the statewide pass so that you know you've got definitely enough money to regulate this industry. Nobody knows how big it's going to be. They don't know how many customers are going to come from out of state. They don't know how many people are going to stick in the medical program and not go to recreation. There's just so many unknowns that the idea is that you raise a lot of money on the front end, and you can go back and change that if you find out you're raising way too much money.
Ben, I've been speaking to people at cities and towns in Washington State, and they feel like they're kind of caught between the federal government laws against cannabis and the state laws which allow it. They feel like they're kind of stuck in the middle. Are you hearing from local officials about concerns about whether they go along with the state law, whether they'll be subject to some federal issues?
That seems to be the primary concern of the cities, the 50 or so cities and counties that have opted out here in Colorado, has been that this just doesn't square with federal law, that it's still against the law at the federal level, even though the Attorney General has come out and said, as long as you fulfill a certain number of criteria, we're not really going to go after you. But that has been the chief concern, is, you know, what kind of limbo does this put cities in? Are they going to be eligible for justice grant money? Are they going to be eligible for these other things? Are they going to be targets of the federal government? And so there's just a lot of concern. And Amendment 64, which legalized marijuana in Colorado, gave local cities the option to opt out.
So they have the choice to opt out, and the state's not going to go after them.
They are not, no. But then they also don't get a share of the tax revenue at the statewide level, and then they don't get to pass local tax measures either, which, you know, people want. The marijuana advocates, of course, want regulated marijuana stores in every city, and that's their chief argument as to why you shouldn't, not legalize marijuana in your city or county is that you could be eligible for all this additional tax revenue.
Hey, Ben, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate
it. You're welcome.
Ben Marcus has been covering the marijuana law in Colorado for Colorado Public Radio. Very interesting to see how their laws progress at the same time as Washington State's do.